Renee and Dan Welk in Des Moines are both self-employed. They get their health insurance through Obamacare's individual marketplace. They're among some 22,000 Iowans who recently got bad news about their monthly premiums.
I think they quoted over $1,200 before the price increase. So we're thinking around $1,700, $1,800 a month. So that led us to thinking of what else is out there.
And as she searched the internet for options, healthcare sharing ministries came to her attention. Since the Affordable Care Act, more and more new members have joined the groups, either to bypass Obamacare's individual mandate altogether or to avoid high premiums. News of the option has spread by word of mouth, and ads like this one that aired on Christian radio in Iowa.
So yeah, you can save a lot of money by switching today to MediShare, but you're also making a difference in the lives of others. Find out more. Call 855-40-BIBLE.
For years, MediShare and similar programs have charged monthly payments that are generally lower than insurance premiums, currently as little as $400 a month for a family. MediShare coordinates the payments so they go directly to cover other members' healthcare bills. Here's Director of Marketing and Communication, Michael Gardner.
The MediShare program has been around since 1993. And in that time, our members have shared more than $1.2 billion in one another's medical expenses.
In order to, in Gardner's words, follow a biblical precept to share one another's burdens. Members attest to their Christian faith and regular church attendance. They're exempt from the ACA, so preventive care, pre-existing conditions, or expenses incurred through questionable behavior like drinking are not covered. Bill Kurth, an attorney in Lake City, became a member of a healthcare sharing organization known as Samaritan Ministries long before the ACA.
Well, there are two reasons that it appealed to me. The first one was that I would then be sending a check each month to a set group of people who had a medical need, and I would be sending them a little prayer along with it or a card along with it.
The second reason, his monthly check would not pay for abortions. Kurth says the promotional materials make very clear it's not insurance and there is no guarantee that his bills will be covered. Iowa Insurance Commissioner Doug Ullman is watching the growth of the programs with interest.
And I expect it will work as long as it works. In other words, there is no oversight by state regulatory authorities, but it is something that right now, especially in with the high rates that individuals are facing, we expect will be a place where people will go.
Ullman adds the groups do file with the IRS as nonprofits. Nationwide, he said enrollment in the ministries doubled and then doubled again after the Affordable Care Act. Iowa enrollment in Samaritan Ministries, for example, has tripled to about 4,000 members today. Renee Welk recently learned her premiums under the Affordable Care Act will not be as high as earlier estimated, so she's doing the math to see what's most affordable. But it's not just a financial decision.
I feel really a lot better about paying a monthly amount to families in need than to helping insurance companies. CEOs make over $20 million a year.
She adds, now that there's another option, she likes the thought of doing without the government assistance that Obamacare provides. I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.